This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Though last November's election largely turned on each candidate's Supreme Court nominees, word of Justice Anthony Kennedy's possible retirement has mainstream media in panic mode. One personality predicted a war like nothing D.C. has seen since Judge Bork was rejected. However, unlike that nomination in 87, recent elections have made this Congress the same party as the sitting president. A Supreme Court ruling Monday could have implications for some pro-life groups. A preschool had been denied funding for safety improvements because it was operated by Lutherans. A religious group providing secular benefits must not be treated differently than other groups providing the same benefit. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Other headlines show controversial Dr. John Zhang offering babies by genetic modification of embryos with three parents for rich elderly and other patients with possible genetic defects. After being rebuffed in court once, California's top attorney is altering charges against David DeLayden and going back to court. Doctors are revolting against a new UK plan to allow 9-month abortions. And Indiana Right to Life says they have more evidence that Planned Parenthood wants more abortion and less of everything else. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.